Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Recently, I lost my headphones, and it's kind of sad, because,
Cause I've been walking on my own. Trapped inside this misty telephone. And I've been feeling all alone. Each bit put on repeat till I get home. Sorry for wasting your time, but not the only one wasted was yours. 20 minutes later, you're halfway home, and I'm all cuddled up and laughing indoors. I've been walking on my own. Trapped inside this misty telephone. And I've been feeling all alone. Beats bit put on repeat till I get home. Just a bad dish in on my part. Nothing more than an inevitability. If I could give in, I wouldn't be walking round and round and round again. Roundabout until I meet my friend. About by four.
Well, goddamn.
Hello.
Hold on, I'm just gonna get some levels right.
Get on the level.
You're tuned into 95 BFM. This is Fancy New Band. Joining me in studio, I have Bluefish. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good. Yeah. So good.
I'm glad you're good. I'm very good after you just performed that track. That was great.
Thank you.
You guys are flipping tight.
Ah. Tight, you mean?
I just want to talk a bit about who we have in studio. We have Mitchell on vocals and guitar. Say hello to us.
Hi.
We have Josh on bass. Say hello.
Hello.
Cameron on vocals, drums, and usually trumpet, but not today.
Not today.
You guys are Bluefish Band. I want to talk a bit about, I guess, earlier projects that you've been in that I have certainly been a fan of. Talking about back to high school days.
Lovely.
Of course, Cameron and Josh and Ruben, who is in Wellington.
Yeah.
Were previously in a band called Title Pending. And Mitchell. playing in the Big Gus and Fed Up with Fergus.
Yeah.
It's reaching back. It's reaching right back. I just want to talk a bit about how Bluefish Band, I say Bluefish Band just because it's on Facebook. That's probably where I get it from. Just rolls off the tongue. How long's the band been going on for? I see you've kind of been online since around about Feb.
We're about a baby being born old. About 9 months. Sorry. me and Josh have always like jammed together for ages, and Mitchell was always like the man musically in high school.
And with uni shenanigans, sort of music was on the back burner for a while for me, especially. But one day, Cameron and I were in Shadows. Well, yeah. Josh, yeah, every,
it was
we
it was
there.
Like the first day of like O week, I think. Yeah, like my first year, Josh was second year, and Mitchell
just doing the
wasn't
classic,
even going to
classic O week. You go say hi. Anyway, yeah. Cameron was there, and he.
And in terms of like writing songs, I guess. Did they come kind of straight away when the band was kind of started to form? Like, did you come in with any songs or?
So, we got a gig before we had any songs because Jazz Green asked me if Tyler Penny was still around and if we could play this like festival, Frickier Festival thing at Ellen Melville. And so I was like, hey, we've got a month to write a half hour set. And then that's basically the EP is the half hour set.
Damn.
Yeah.
Same half hour set for like.
No, we're looking forward to writing. So,
yeah, writing more stuff's gonna be fun. It's been very busy.
But you guys have been playing quite a few shows around Auckland recently. Yeah. I'm very interested to know more about how the live performance vibe kind of works, because obviously, Cameron, you play trumpet and drums, which I think's blooming insane, and I don't actually know how you do it. So I'm very interested to learn a bit more.
Mitchell's a joke was like, "Yo, it's Mizzaloo. There's a trumpet bit. You should play the trumpet." And I just kind of went, "Okay," and then spent a long time Flavor just boy. On my bed, just. Pretending to drum and figuring it out.
And I guess it's kind of just like stock standard band and trumpet on drums as well, kind of vibe.
And Mitchell wears like sunglasses.
I mean, it can be for aesthetic, but it helps you not see the crowd. That's what I use it for.
It helps the lights like not be as harsh.
I got the hat for the same reason.
That's cool.
Anxiety.
Yeah. Nice. And. Moving on, cool. Inspirations. Locally, I guess you guys have pretty strong inspirations. I've seen that you guys like Miss June and Wex Shadows, and also obviously and Hans Pocket. You guys have been within the All Ages scene for quite a while anyway. So surely there's a lot of other bands that inspire you. Do you want to name a couple few in terms of this project? I guess if you have any kind of strong.
This project, I saw. This isn't local on this. We're secretly from Canada, but I saw like Peach Pit did like a live thing of Alrighty Aphrodite, one of their songs, which went viral, and I was like, oh shit, I want to be in a band again.
Nice. Then, I saw that Peach Pit. They're actually, I'm a fan of Peach Pit as well, and they're doing like I've got a bunch of stuff on my.
If they come to New Zealand, I'll just like email them a lot, be like, hey, please, can we open for you?
I just want to talk a bit about the single Scenic Drive, because I get a real strong like Arctic Monkeys vibe on your vocals, which is real cool. And it's also.
My brother gave me his EMAC in like 2009, and it had like the first two Arctic Monkeys albums, and I used to listen to that and like 21st Century Breakdown by Green Day religiously. So that probably
that's amazing.
Explains the Arctic Monkeys.
Hardcore.
It's also mixed with like that, and then like a real good like summery New Zealand feel as well, which is cool. Yeah. But like I guess international bands, do you guys have any more? Like in terms of inspiration?
Yeah, I guess like for this EP, just the influence for me is drawn from what I binge listen to songs. I don't know if it's a good habit, but yeah, like if I'm really into songs at a certain time, I'll listen to them a lot. But for me, Parquet Courts is always like really up there for me.
Are you gonna go to Laneway and see them?
Oh, that would be my like. I'd be sold on Laneway for them, but I might be away, which is so unfortunate.
Oh yeah, Mitchell became a scientist last week.
Oh cool, yeah. That's a thing. Parquet Courts.
Nice.
For me.
Yeah, that's cool. And I mean, I guess you guys will definitely like evolve your sound anyway over the future. And I'm very excited for this EP because you guys already have a couple singles on Bandcamp already, The Party and
like Spotify and all those things.
And Spotify?
Yeah.
Nice.
DistroKid, get on it.
Scenic Drive's currently on Rotate at BFM, which is cool. It's been played and loved here, which is awesome. EP, Schmentz?
Yeah.
Is coming out later in November. And of course, to celebrate that, you've got an EP release show coming up soon. Who's on the bill for... You've got both shows. You've got an R18 and an all-ages show. So who's on the bill?
Yeah, the R18 show is on Thursday at Anthology K Road. I changed the name, sorry. And we've got Baby Flame, which is Xanthi. Yeah.
And Lucky.
From like Courtney Hayton, Roids and all that.
Yeah, they're nice. And then Toilet.
Yeah, we've got our friend Tawila Brown. She's playing as well. She's really cool, kind of indie folky. And Mr. 0600, our friend Alex Thompson. He's the guy that produced the EP.
He's currently mixing it, but yeah, he's a really good rap artist. Yeah, highly recommend catching him. He's talented. Yeah,
a lot of those bands that you mentioned were kind of started as all ages in like the origins of Auckland and their kind of scene. And I'm very interested to know more because you guys are playing an all ages show, which is really cool because obviously a lot of venues are closing down, like the Vault is closing down soon and they're needing to find a new home.
It's really hard to, like, I guess Auckland Council doesn't want to be involved in all your stuff because they don't want to be held responsible if there are young people like drinking. But I don't know, it's kind of
sad.
It's
the culture though, like, I mean.
Do you feel like that the all ages scene is kind of like a part of who you guys are and still like want to kind of celebrate that?
It should continue.
Yeah.
2015, I think, was like.
It definitely promotes people getting into music, you know, the more people playing music, the better.
Definitely.
The all ages gig is at Grayland Library Hall, because that's like the only all ages venue we could like find. We've got our friends Monk House and also Barracuda Swim School who are, they're all ages themselves because they're not 18.
Youngins. And then one.
And
cats.
Also the Wonder Cats. Yeah.
Youngins.
So, good lineups. So if you guys are keen and you like what you hear, you can head along. Bluefish, thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you.
Very, very excited. Where can people find you online very, very quickly?
Our like username on all the social medias is just Bluefish Band. Well, with no E.
No, yeah, it's just blue. Drop the just E because blue. Social media things.
Yeah, if Bluefish with an E was taken. So
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're gonna be hearing another song to close off the segment. It's titled Fresher. I'm just gonna make some mic adjustments, so bear with me, everyone. listening to this live.
Cool. Awesome.
This fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand on Air Music. We have Bluefish Band in studio.
What have you been doing for the last 3 years? I think nothing, slowly sinking. I lie. Working, you need no sleep. I try. I am productive. I followed all my tongue as it guides past your canine.
soft where once it was warm. It feels fresher, minty and clean, but it's a placebo pill, all fucked up in me.
That was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.